This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You're on Sin 90.7 with Kelly and Brent this morning, and that was Youth by Daughter.
It sure was. And speaking of youth, we are joined on the line now by the Minister for Families and Children, Minister for Early Childhood Education and Minister for Youth Affairs, Minister Makakos. How are you?
Hi, g'day, Brent and Kelly. Thanks very much for having me on your program today.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, very early. Well done. You're ahead of the game.
Well, we have to start early because there's lots to do today and lots to talk about. But I particularly am really excited to be talking about our first ever Victorian Youth Week, which we're in the middle of at the moment. Well, look, we're at the start of it, really. It's really near the start, but it runs through until this Sunday.
Right. Without further ado, yeah, let's jump straight into that one. It did kick off on Friday, you were saying. Why is Youth Week so important?
So we kicked off with a wonderful event over at Parliament House. We had some live musicians there showcasing the talent that we've got here in Victoria. But look, the whole week is really about celebrating our Victorian young people. We know that young people are making a great contribution to our state, and their voices should be heard. And this is an opportunity to really celebrate everything that they do in our community.
Now, Minister Makakos, what is happening around the state to celebrate this week?
So we've got more than 100 events all around Victoria, and for anyone interested in finding out what activities are going on in their local community, they should just jump on the Youth Central website and click on a map, and it's an interactive map that lets them have a look at their local events. But there's activities from music performances to art exhibitions, skate and BMX competitions, wheelchair basketball, hip-hop. It's a huge list, and it's very diverse. And the important thing to say about these events and activities is they have been organised by young people for young people, and a really important part of Youth Week is engaging young people to develop those leadership skills and actually put on events that speak to young people, that are going to be relevant and exciting and interesting for young people.
Yeah, well, definitely. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
As a youth organisation ourselves, we can't back that enough. we're all on board. As you said before, youth should be heard, and we're doing our very best. So the Victorian government's also holding a youth summit later this week. What sort of sessions can we look forward to be seeing there?
So we're having our second ever youth summit this Friday, which is really exciting, because our whole approach as a government is making sure that young people's voices are heard within government. So there's a full schedule day of speakers and music performances and workshop sessions. And the focus this year will be around the theme of harmony and diversity. I'm really excited also that the keynote address is going to be by Isis Holt, who's just won a gold medal in the 100 metres up at the Commonwealth Games. So she's a sprint champion, and she's a wonderful ambassador for young people. She's just 16 years of age herself.
Oh, wow.
And so she was organised before she's won this gold medal, and now she's going to be the keynote speaker. So we're really, really privileged to have her as the keynote speaker. But there's other great people, A.N. Youssef, a young filmmaker, Daniel Schulteis, who's also a filmmaker.
Yep.
So there's you know, young people who are really talented in a range of areas who are going to share their experiences with young people. But most importantly, we're going to hear from young people from all around Victoria. We've had young people nominate from every part of the state, and they're going to get to come along now and feed into our second ever youth summit, and then feed in ideas to the Victorian government about how we can do things better for young people, how we can deliver services and programs and make sure young people's ideas and experiences are helping to shape what we do as a government with and for young people.
Yeah, definitely. As Brent said earlier, we are a youth organisation here at SIN. So why are organisations like ours so important for young Victorians?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I've been so proud as Minister to have increased the financial support to your organisation at TIM, because I know it's so important to give young people a voice through what you're doing, and the skills that you're learning as broadcasters is, and journalists is so important as well. But look, we really, really value our youth organisations. You know, we value the fact that there needs to be a champion as well for young people within government. I'm really proud to be the Minister for Youth Affairs, representing the voices and the needs of young people within our government. I'm disappointed that there is no national Minister for Youth. I'm disappointed that we had funding for a National Youth Week for 18 years and the current federal government scrapped that, which is why this year we're kicking off our own Victorian Youth Week. I think it's really important that the views and the voices of young people are heard, and this is what's important to fund organisations like yours and others who give young people a voice, and we've done that through YACVIC, the peak body, the Centre for Multicultural Youth and other organisations as well, and making sure that they've got the ability to advocate for young people. But it's important to have an advocate within government as well. So I'm just really privileged to have that role, and I really value the dialogue that I've had with young people all around the state, and it's just I feel really optimistic about the future and about the role that our young people play in this state. I know the media sometimes, not your station, of course, but other...
No, not us here at SIN.
Not SIN, but other media can focus on young people in a very negative light, and there's a lot of focus on issues like youth crime, but the vast majority of young people in our state are doing wonderful things.
Yep.
They're making positive contributions through volunteering in their community, through activities that they're involved in at school, at university, at TAFE, and we want to celebrate that contribution. You know, we want to celebrate everything that young people are doing in our state.
Well, we love it here at SIN, don't we, Brent?
Oh, we absolutely do. So thank you very much for upping the contribution there. Speaking of, you did mention the future, and obviously, as you said there, the children are the future. It's certainly, it makes sense to put an investment in, because we'll be around a while. But what does the future look like for young people from your perspective there, Minister McCarker?
Look, I think that young Victorians are overwhelmingly curious, capable, confident as a generation. We know that they've got great capability, and it's our job now to ensure that our youth have the opportunities that they need to make the world a better place. So I'm absolutely confident that young people will continue to make an enormous contribution, and really want to encourage young people to get involved in different ways in their community. I know that young people already do that, and also to get involved in Victorian Youth Week. There are lots of things to do in your local community, so find out what's happening in your area, and have some fun and get involved.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much for your time there, Mr. McCargos.
Thank you very much.
I will ask one last question. As such a high status for the youth of Australia there that you hold, can I just quickly ask you to weigh in on a quick little conversation we've had during the show today?
Oh, no.
Could you tell us...
Yeah, happy to.
Oh, fantastic. Could you tell us, are you a fan of either Vegemite or cheese?
Well, I have to say that I'm not a huge Vegemite fan.
Say someone else.
I love milk and cheese on a toasty, particularly for breakfast.
Yep.
But if I'm going to have Vegemite, it's going to have to be scraped pretty thinly.
Couldn't agree with you more there.
I guess that's not the information we wanted there.
But whose side have I taken in this?
You've taken Kelly's side right now.
Kelly, okay, good on you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Anyway, if any of our listeners out there do want to find out more about National Youth Week, they can log on to www.youthcentral.vic.gov.au. But thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thanks
See you
so
later.
Much for having me.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on SIN.